What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's grand champion, Kyle Byrne. Kyle, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Dave.
Mate, I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the challenge. But, you know, Kyle, just a few days ago, you found out that not only were you in the top 10 of the Max's Challenge, not only were you in the top three, that you found out that you won the Max's Challenge. Can you tell me, how has the past couple of days been for you?
Cloud nine. I've really been overly excited. Not something I went into the challenge expecting nor aiming to do. And it's just having people actually congratulate me and recognize the work that I put in over the 12-week challenge. And they've seen the before photo. A lot of people, my friends in that, never saw the before photos. So putting that out there on my Facebook page, really showing people what I did over the last 12 weeks and getting recognition for that has been amazing.
Mate, you should be so proud of the results that you've achieved, and you've just blown us all away. And it's just quite impressive what you've been able to achieve over the 12 weeks. So mate, big congratulations to you. Now, Kyle, I know a little bit about you, but I'm sure some people who are listening might not know much about you. So would you like to tell us a little bit about maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Kyle?
Yeah, I am over here in Perth on the West Coast, loving the sun at the moment compared to the east. We also had probably lucky with no lockdowns this year, or not as bad as what the others did. For work, I am a structural draftsman. I specialize in bridges, which is keeping us very busy at the moment because the government is spending a lot of money on infrastructure all around Australia as part of their stimulus package. Other than that, I'm a sports freak. Any sport I will follow, watch, could be golf, it could be netball. I'm a Brisbane Lions fan, which is a bit weird when I say that over here. And I used to be a professional baseball umpire over in the US.
Wow, amazing. Okay, so how long were you living in the US, and when did you come back to Australia or live in Australia?
Yeah, so I started umpiring baseball when I was 14 here in Perth, and I worked my way up through the levels, and then I went over to the US when I was 21 in 2001. And I umpired 3 seasons over there. It was really good because I would actually go there for summer and then I'd come home for summer in the off season.
Chasing the sun.
Yeah, chasing the sun. Yeah. And it was really cool, like traveling the US, the minor leagues over there. You go to the little towns in North Carolina and all sorts of stuff. So it was a bit of an adventure, yeah.
Yeah, wow, amazing. Hey, Kyle, let's talk about some of your experiences with the challenge. So now, the first question, you've done a few challenges with us. How many challenges have you done with the Masters Challenge?
This one was my third.
Your third challenge. Okay. So could you speak a little bit about why you chose to start the challenge? So maybe talking about why you chose to start the very first one, and then maybe why you chose to do the second one, and then, you know, maybe why you chose to do that third one.
Yeah, I started the first challenge because I was going to the gym. And I was always training and I love going to the gym, but I found I was just really going through the motions. I was never really pushing myself. I never really had a goal at the gym. I came across the challenge and I found that it kind of encourages you to set goals and push yourself. And the 4 weekly check-ins makes you accountable, makes you want to make your next check-in photo better than the previous one. And so it was all about, I guess for me, yeah, the accountability and the setting the goal to push myself and actually get something out of going to the gym. And because my nutrition was never great before that. And obviously, you know, if you're going to the gym and training, if your nutrition's not right, it's, you know, you're not going to do anything. You're just, you know, going to just maintain where you are. You're never going to improve. You're never going to get fitter or stronger or healthier. So that was why I first started, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. I kind of went into it just going, yeah, you know, let's see what I get out of it. And, you know, that challenge, I had the few cheap meals. You know, there was a birthday coming along. Then I went and enjoyed that, and I still trained. The next challenge I did, I upped the ante. I'd done the challenge before. I knew what it took. I knew I could step up a level, and I got some really good results. I was very happy with it. I was having some issues with my back during that challenge. And at the start of this year, I was having issues with my back as well. So I got that sorted out this year. And it was actually about a month before this challenge started, I had injections in my lower back. And it was almost perfect timing for this challenge because the doctor said, as soon as you can, get into the gym and start really working on your core strength, your back, to try and help that support. And having the challenge start right after, I was like, you know what? My back's feeling great. I'm not having any pain. Let's go into the gym. I can train hard. I can work on everything I need to. But if I'm going to do it this time, I've already had good results. I need to push myself and make myself better. So this time round, I took things to the next level. My training, I upped my training. I worked out harder. I worked with more intensity. And my nutrition, I just went next level with my nutrition. So no cheat meals. I had a couple of birthday parties throughout the challenge where normally I would go, okay, look, you know, I'll just pick something healthy on the restaurant menu. But this time I was like, nah, I ate before I went out and just sat on the waters. So yeah, I really focused to push myself this time around, and I could do that because I was feeling good about my body.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. You know, it sounds like your story is, you know, you started on level like one and then you kind of took it to level two, and then, you know, you pushed it to level three and you kept kind of making those small changes to get better and better and better. And then now you got into a position where the third challenge, you know, you took it quite seriously, you gave it your all, and now you've gone and won. So it's just, this is amazing. But I guess for people listening, you know, maybe you're following a similar story to Kyle, where the first challenge you're doing, you're just kind of learning the fundamentals, the basics, right? And then the next challenge you take a little bit more seriously. Maybe you don't go out a couple of times. Maybe you don't have that slice of cake and you don't drink that beer on the weekend. And you take it to the next level where you try to really push hard in the gym, and you take it to the next level where you be even better with your food, you be even better with your training. You do all your steps, you push the weights hard, and you really take it to the next level, which is amazing to see and amazing that you did that. And I think a lot of us kind of get stuck in this little rut, maybe in that level one, where we're like, hey, you know, I kind of do it. You know, I eat a salad here and there and I do a few steps and I go to the gym. You know, you're just stuck in this first little phase. But it isn't until we kind of push it to that next level, push it to the next level, that we keep getting these amazing results, and they compound on each other. And you're a living role model of that one there, which is amazing to hear. Now, Kyle, my next question here is all about challenges. So over your time doing the challenge, can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you may have faced? And you've kind of already alluded to your lower back pain and having some injections into your back. But can you speak a little bit more about some of the challenges that you faced and then how you overcame those challenges to achieve an amazing result like you did?
Yeah, the biggest challenge with this is your mentality. I mean, we can all train. Our bodies can handle the training. You know, you might be able to push harder than someone else. You might get injuries along the way, which we all do. You get niggles. And the nutrition, we can all eat the same foods, the right foods. It's about getting the mental side of it right, as to setting your goal and really just committing to it and staying true to yourself. That was the biggest challenge for the first couple, I found, was like, you know, really bunkering down on those cravings. And I think I'm fairly lucky in that I don't, like, if I give up chocolate or if I give up alcohol, I don't really crave it too much. And, you know, my wife will sit on the couch eating cookies and that sort of stuff right next to me and wave them in front of my face. And I can just be like, no, I'm, you know, I've got my head in the game and staying strong. So I think that's probably the hardest part of the challenge for anyone. And that's what makes this challenge not just about the physical health. It's a mental challenge, and you can grow mentally strong by sticking to your goals and chasing what you really want. So yeah, it's about chasing what your goal is and not giving up until you achieve it.
Yeah, I like that. Talking a little bit more about mindset, you know, you sound like you're coming from a very disciplined and stoic background, you know, being quite athletic yourself, you know, being someone that might already be in that fitness space. You know, what did you do when you were in those situations when temptations were in front of you, such as, you know, when you spoke about your wife who might have had some cookies in front of you? You know, was it a little bit of self-talk saying, no, Kyle, I don't need this, I don't need this? Or was it very disciplined, being straight up, you know, were you confident and comfortable enough and had courage to say no? Or was a little bit of a, did you tell a certain story that you're trying to achieve this goal? Like, what did you do in those moments when you felt like giving into temptation, and how did you stay strong and had that strong mindset throughout the challenge?
Yeah, so with my wife, she does it as a bit of tongue in cheek because she knows that once I've started, I'm not going to cave in. And I think that's the key, is just for people to know that you're committed. I've had friends, I went to a school reunion during the challenge and they were like, oh, do you want me to buy you a drink? I'm like, no, this is what I'm doing. And they're like, okay, cool. You do get times where if you had a bad day and you feel like you just want to have a beer, or, you know, you can't be bothered cooking. And for me, I mentally envision my goals, what I set at the start of the challenge, because I always set a goal at the start of the challenge and I know what I want to look like at the end of the challenge, and I know what it takes to get to it, and having little snacks and that sort of stuff. For me, this time around, it wasn't going to get me to where I wanted to. So it's, yeah, you know, quiet talk to yourself, constantly reaffirming your goals, staying true to what you set.
Yeah, I like it. That's a really good approach to take. Now, Kyle, the next question I have is all about learning, right? So I guess, you know, whenever we're completing fitness and fitness challenges, you know, we kind of learn things along the way. And sometimes it's really formal things such as, you know, how to do a squat, how to do exercise without hurting my back, you know, what is the protein, these types of things. And we also learn some more indirect things such as, you know, I can do it if I put my mind to it, you know, I have the power to change my environment, those sorts of things. So Kyle, you know, over your experiences over the past couple of years completing the challenge, can you speak a little bit about some of the things that you might have learned along the way?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot you learn, obviously, in the nutrition side of it. I learned a hell of a lot from the first couple of challenges, learning what I can eat, can't eat, how certain foods kind of help me drop weight, keep muscle. And so the nutrition side of it was a massive learning curve. For me, training, I learned a lot through training. I went into the first challenge going, okay, you know, cardio is king, that sort of stuff. But then as I was going along, I was doing some scans and getting some checking measurements, and I was losing body fat, but I was also losing muscle. And I was like, you know, I don't want to be losing all this muscle. So I spent the second 4-week block of that challenge just doing high intensity, lifting heavy weights, no cardio. And because my food was right, I was dropping body fat, but I was keeping my muscle mass, and I'd actually lost more body fat in that period because my body was working harder. So for me, I found cardio, I had to really pare back and focus on the lifting, and that works well for me because I like the shape, I like the definition. So to keep the muscle and work on muscle and strength was a big one for me. This time round, because of the issues I had with my back, and my L5-S1 disc has actually collapsed, so it's always going to be an ongoing issue for me. And my surgeons told me I never to squat or deadlift anything heavy again. And that was kind of like, oh, you know, a bit of a kick in the guts, because I'm like, you know, I like lifting heavy. I like to work on my strength. And especially for my legs, I want to get my legs a bit more size. So I've had to adapt about what can I do that's not squatting but still achieve the same things. What can I do for deadlifts that, yeah, will get the same results? So I've learned to use the leg press machine a lot more, and how to use the leg press for my quads, and different exercises like cable pull throughs to really hit my hammies and my glutes when that's, you know, I can't do that with my squats. So yeah, adapting a lot. I also like trying a lot of different exercises. I actually saw a video of you a couple of weeks ago doing your hamstrings on the ground with the barbell. And so I actually tried that last week in the gym, and I was like, wow, that's some actually really good engagement in the hamstrings. And so I've done it in my leg sessions since. So I like adapting. I like being flexible with my workouts, and I've learned that some exercises will work better for me than others, and what works for me won't work for the next person. But there's always more ways to skin a cat. So it's, yeah, about adaption, and adaption in just in training, but in nutrition as well.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that you've been experimenting with different movement patterns, maybe different foods that you've been trying, and figuring out what works well for your body. I'm still in the process of trying to find a name for that exercise. I seem to make up lots of weird and wacky movements, but we just need a catchy name to do it, other than like a supine barbell hamstring curl. Like that's a boring name. I need a fun name. So, you know, did you have a fun name for that exercise off the top of your head?
Well, not off the top of my head. All I know is people were looking at me going, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're not familiar with it, what I did was I had a barbell with some plates on it. I wrapped a exercise mat around it, but you could do the same thing with like a barbell foam thing. And then I kind of laid on the barbell, perpendicular to the barbell, and I had my like upper back on the pad of the barbell and then my feet planted on the floor in kind of a hip raise position. Then I was just doing a hamstring curl. So the barbell rolled out, the barbell rolled in, right? And yeah, it was an interesting one because you kind of get your hip in extension. So the glutes are active, the back muscles are active to try to keep your body supported. And then the hamstrings are just pulling you out and in, out and in. And, you know, if you get the reps up, you know, 15, 20 reps, you just feel that hamstring burn, especially if you slow it down. Yeah, my partner was looking at me and she's like, you're a weirdo. You really are a weirdo, right? And she's like, what about something like the scorpion curl? And I was like, okay, that's a little bit funky, a scorpion curl. But patent pending, I'll figure out a name for my weird exercises one day. Carl, my next question for you, bud, is all about change. So I guess, can you speak a little bit about how your life may have changed over the past couple of years of doing the challenge? And that could be, you know, like bigger picture outlook on life or maybe just your day-to-day life. Can you speak a little bit about, you know, how you've changed and grown as you've, you know, gotten stronger and adapted to this training and nutrition lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, health is the number one. You know, before I even started this, as I said previously, I was training, but I was also drinking and eating cakes and just not eating enough vegetables and the right foods. So I had high visceral fat, I had a little pot belly. Pretty much I was at the same stage as I was at the start of this challenge, because before this challenge I hadn't been able to train a lot because of my back, and that kind of put me in a bit of a downer. So I wasn't worried about what I was eating. So I kind of went backwards. But the health change, you just end up with so much more energy to do things. Like I can finish a full day of work, go to the gym, train hard, still have energy because my body's functioning correctly. So I can take my dogs for a walk and go out and, you know, do some other activities, and I don't feel lethargic. I don't get that mid-afternoon, you know, drowsiness that you can get when your body's just not functioning correctly. In terms of work, it's helped me with work because I focus the mental clarity. Again, similar, it's like putting premium unleaded fuel in a car compared to just normal unleaded. But if you fuel your body correctly, your digestion system, your immune system, your brain function, your cognitive function, all of that just improves. So focus, clarity, memory, all that, it just improves day to day. And it's just an overall better feeling, to a better way to live. You look younger. I have people that have no idea, wouldn't guess that I'm 37. Most people think that I'm closer to 30. And that's just, you know, looking after your body. I mean, we've only got one. We can't ruin it. So we need to do what we can to just make ourselves better health-wise. And, you know, if you've got children and family and that, it's you're not just doing it for yourself, it's you're doing it for them too.
Yeah, being that role model to people around you, right? My final question here is all about advice, right? So I'm sure many people will have already spoken to you and asked for advice, but if someone was, you know, interested in getting fit and healthy, or they maybe were about to start the challenge themselves and they came to you asking for advice, you know, what advice would you give someone to get the most out of their, you know, fitness journey?
Yeah, the first advice is to just start. Don't think about starting, just commit to starting. But your big goal is you've got to set a goal. Set yourself goals and set yourself a goal for this challenge. Set yourself a goal for the next challenge. Or set yourself a goal. Where do you want to be in 3 years? And have little goals instead of just going, I want to go from, yeah, I've trained a lot so I can train harder than somebody. If you haven't trained, if you haven't had your diet right, you know, to be fair, you don't want to go into this next challenge in January. Go, I want to look like Kyle at the end of it. I mean, if you do, then sure, no worries and good luck to you. But it's a big jump to go from absolutely nothing to where I finished. Set yourself goals. Is it losing 5 kilos, 10 kilos? Do you want to just get on top of your nutrition, or do you want to just get on top of your training and then worry about your nutrition later? There's all these little elements that you need to, I guess, just think about yourself and what you want to get out of a challenge, and where do you want to start and what do you want to work on first? You know, because sometimes it can be a lot trying to do everything all at once, and you just overload yourself, and then you end up going, no, this is too hard, and you pack everything in. Whereas if you just break it down, start small, go, yep, okay, I'll just focus on my training, I'll get into the gym, I'll get into a rhythm and that sort of stuff. And now you go, okay, yeah, I'm feeling really good. All right, now what do I need to do? Now my nutrition's been following my training nicely, but I reckon I can upgrade my nutrition now. Little things that just whatever's going to suit you and your lifestyle, but goals are straight up. And the other one thing I like to do, and it comes along with setting your goals, is focus. And focus is something that I use a lot, and I actually like the analogy focus as follow one course until successful. So, you know, don't try to do too many things at once in this journey. Pick something, pick a goal, aim for it, and focus on it until you achieve it.
I like that. All about, I guess, baby steps. And I think sometimes we do get caught up in looking at these transformations, and some of them are so amazing, you know, yours, amazing transformation. But sometimes, you know, if we're just coming off the couch, we haven't exercised in a number of years and we want to improve our body shape, you know, our end goal is to look like someone like yourself. But we kind of forget that, you know, this outcome took multiple years of training, experimenting, getting better, getting better, getting better. And yeah, sure, you might be amazing and get that result in one challenge, and I would be so impressed. But sometimes, you know, it really is this journey about building up over time. And that's okay, because, you know, we just need to start small. And if you do the challenge and you don't look like Kyle, that's okay. You know, that's just step one. You know, we can keep getting better, keep getting better, keep growing, keep learning, keep adapting. And then one day in the very near future, you're going to look like Kyle, where you're shredded, you look like a bodybuilder, you look athletic, you know, you have the body that, you know, guys want, right? And look, I just want to take a moment to really congratulate you, Kyle. I want to thank you for being so active on our Facebook groups, and thank you for being so active on our forum, and, you know, really sharing the things that you've learned along the way and inspiring people along the way. And for that, you know, I really do thank you for, you know, making the challenge what it is, and, you know, congratulate you on the amazing transformation that you definitely deserve and earned in this challenge. So big congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the effort that you put in.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. And yeah, I love help. I love providing info and providing motivation. And if anyone wants to ask me a question on Facebook, they're more than happy to send me a friend request, shoot me a message. Yeah, I'm here to help. Yeah.
I love it. Mate, thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. Again, big congratulations. And I'm sure we will see you around in our communities, on the forums, on the Facebook group, on Instagram, all the fun things. So yes, thank you so much for being part of the Challenge podcast.
Thanks, Dave.